Blog Talk Radio.
This is my song about the food that goes in your mouth. What you put in, you get out. You're worth it if you're healthy. Don't forget to exercise. It will improve your quality of life. You need both of these to survive. You're worth it.
When I'm talking, I need you to be quiet. Today's learning objective is all about your diet. Are you listening? If you're not, I suggest that you try it. Cause knowledge is power, especially when you apply it.
So what's the diet then?
Simple, it's the food that you be eating. Shout out to vegetarians, meat eaters, and all the vegans. You're needing a balance, and balance is keep you eating. Meaning, food is your route to improve your being.
More proof.
Okay, dude, let me eat you with the truth. A balanced diet can be split into seven key food groups. Number one, mama move. Carbohydrates coming through. Bringing bread past the rice and sweet potatoes too. Number two, keep your lean, you gotta eat your protein. Get it from your meats and cheese, your nuts and your seeds. Number three, fruit and veg, you know the rest. Vitamin make you big and strong like your parents said. Number four is kinda similar, minerals be giving ya. Calcium and iron, you be flying when they're filling ya. Five is fiber, digestion keeps you regular. Find it in your cereals, I'm seriously telling ya. Six, hold on, wait, you put a spanner in the mix. Often when you hear the word facts, it's negative. Telling you they're bad, but not all of them is some tips. You draw energy from fats and dairy, nuts and fish. That's number seven is the clue, you gotta take a sip. Otherwise known as H2O, it keeps you hydrated. Keeps your body functioning, it keeps you feeling fit. Especially when you're mixing it with the other six. Come on!
This is my song about the food that goes in your mouth. What you put in, you get out. You're worth it if you're healthy. Don't forget to exercise. It will improve your quality of life.
Yo,
you need both of these.
Verse 2.
Survive. You're worth it.
Here we go. Lesson 2, welcome back to the track. Here we go. Healthy, active lifestyle, the things you need to know. Let's kick it off with the physical. Can I get a witness? Challenging your body will only improve your fitness. And then it's mental, but I don't mean crazy. I'm talking about the thoughts in your head you create daily. Stress, insecurities, and negativity. Attack your self-esteem and limit productivity. Stop here, quickly find your confidence and top it. By aiming for the moon and the stars, just like a rocket. Think good, feel good, aesthetically you look good. Turn your swagger on like a dawn. Good. Finally, it's social. To help, you gotta be vocal. To build relationships, teamwork must be your focus. Work with others, communicate, cooperate. Always stimulate your mind, that's how you should operate. Before I kick, here's a couple more tips. You gotta exercise every day for 20 minutes minimum. Keep the intensity fairly moderate. It's easy when you believe, so keep on thinking positive. So make a promise, kid, to see what you've been honored with. Limitless abilities, but how much do you want it, kid? Patience, remember the master was once an amateur. Which means you can develop from negatives like a camera. One life, there's one chance, you gotta make it spectacular. Seize the day, every day, now put that in your calendar. I guess that's it then, there's nothing more to show ya. Can somebody ring the bell, please? This lesson's over.
This is my song about the food that goes in your mouth. What you put in, you get out. You're worth it if you're healthy. Don't forget to exercise, it will improve your quality of life. You need both of these to survive. You're worth it if you're healthy. This is my song about the food that goes in your mouth. What you put in, you get out. You're worth it if you're healthy. Don't forget to exercise, it will improve your quality of life. You need both of these to survive. You're worth it.
Welcome to Nutritionally Speaking, hosted by Beverly and Andre. You could have been anywhere this Saturday, Women's History Month, but you chose to be here, and for that, we're grateful and honored ourselves. We're here advocating for health and wellness. We will bring experience in our own right as far as what we're speaking on. These programs will be rife with interviews and information from home remedies, plant and vegan-based discussions. We're putting the pharmaceutical industry on notice. So welcome again to Nutritionally Speaking, brought to you by Gumbo for the Soul International on Tribe Family Channel. Now, what's happening with you over there, Andre? You good this Saturday?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, you know
much
what?
Blessing. Yeah.
Much blessings to you too, my brother. And thank you for being here again. So thank you for having me again. And I'm ready to get started. We only have an hour, and there's a lot of information that we want to bring. Now, I understand that you will be bringing forth a message about how you began your vegan journey. And I will definitely delve into addressing anxiety. I will be extrapolating my information from the Folk Remedy Encyclopedia, and it discusses 101 home remedies. Mm-hmm. Besides olive oil, vinegar, and honey, this book has 101 home remedies. The editors are the FCA Medical Publishing Company, and I have been wanting to get into this book for a long time, so I guess we'll get started. So we're going to go ahead and let you tell us, how does one begin their vegan journey, or what did you have prepared for us today, basically?
I believe a person should, you know, first actually want to make that step, you know, also looking toward, like, in the their future, as in looking for the more benefits, as in, like, you know, if you're thinking more about, you know, information, as in, like, starting a family or benefits that, you know, you want to pass on to that. And also, you know, I feel when I started my journey, I had bad acid reflux, and I feel like that was one of my wake-up calls, and it had me think more about my health in the future, you know, me wanting to start a family and just everything. And for me to make that step, I think it was more beneficial for the people around me, my mother, my friends, my sisters, and everything. And, you know, I see... I think someone should, and if they want to start, if they really do want to start, you know, try going vegan for about a week. Just try it. You know, just eliminating meat, processed food, and dairy, or even for a month. Do a challenge. You could do it with a friend. You know, someone that's even more motivation right there. And also, just sticking to a routine. I think a lot of successful people, they stick to a routine. That's why they're so successful. So I believe that should also work, because I've been doing the same things since I started. You know, I work out every morning. I eat fruits every morning. Every morning and night, I don't eat a lot of, especially in the nighttime, because that was one of my issues. When I had my acid reflux, I was eating heavy at night, a lot of greasy food late night, and because of my schedule. So I had to, like, change a lot of things. And... I think the routine is a big, you know, very big positive move. And also, you know, working out, that would be good. Because when you start your vegan journey, you'll probably lose a little bit of weight. So maintaining a good, like doing, you know, some workouts in the morning, nighttime, definitely, you know, maintain your weight and everything.
Yeah. Now... You mentioned so many gems just in that short period of time. And I had to write down acid reflux because it's not addressed in this medical encyclopedia. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd write it in the table of contents so that I could research and see what I could come up with and perhaps... do something along the lines of publishing a little encyclopedia of my own with the things that I don't find in this encyclopedia, just to help undergird even more of a healthy base for speaking on health and wellness. Another thing you mentioned is they have to want to become a vegan first. So first someone has to have the desire to actually make a life-changing decision to better their health. You mentioned being consistent, exercise. These are the important factors. Now, when it comes to a life-changing decision, teaching our family healthy offering our family a healthy lifestyle, that is a big decision, because you're breaking a cycle that was introduced by survival when it comes to black and brown folk. If you weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you're breaking a cycle of eating foods that were basically the scraps. And so you're talking about the low-level, low-grade, bottom-of-the-food-chain type foods. And we can start with the pig and the fat and the contents that aren't so healthy when it comes to soul food, when it comes to foods that are prepared by black and brown folk that do not have access to plant-based enriching ingredients. So it has to be a lifestyle change that you can afford. It's not cheap to be a vegan and to be able to eat healthy. So there's areas that can supplement that in terms of gardening, in terms of if one is able to carve out an area to grow food, that would help offset that expense. You exercise daily, so twice a day. You get up, you exercise, you eat fruit, you exercise. And then when you exercise in the evening, what's the gap of time between your actually settling down for the evening and exercising? Because that's one of my challenges is, you know, I've been, I exercise every day or every other day, but I walk every day. So if either I'm exercising this day or I'm walking the next day or I'm exercising both days or I'm alternating, but I never work out in the evening. And I thought about the fact that you mentioned that you do, and I thought, well, maybe I could add that on, but I find that's one of my challenges is that by the end of the day, and I've been going on and on and on, I don't quite feel like exercising, even though it's going to require more out of my body in terms of the demand that I put on my body, but I know it's also going to be relaxing at the end of that evening. So what's that gap of time between your exercising and your actually relaxing in case others have the same challenge that I do?
Well, I don't, I usually exercise like between 8 and 10. I think because I eat fruit straight out throughout the day, I always have energy. So I just always have that set time between 8 and 10. And, I mean, it works for me. Like, I'll just do push-ups and squats and just, like, different routines. Sometimes I practice, because I've done martial arts, so I practice my Tai Chi sometimes and karate. I do those things. I incorporate that to my workout. And it just works for me. I think it's because I love it so much. I'm looking forward to it. And, yeah, it just works for me. And I've been working out ever since, or just I've been doing track and basketball ever since I was young. And I think that's what it is. Why I'm able to just do it every single day.
And, you know, when your body is accustomed to being driven and you have a routine and your body has that expectancy, you can actually feel it in your body when you're not doing it. Your body will start. I remember I had did a geographical change, moved, and I was no longer near a gym or the park or anything like that, so everything would have had to be in the home. I wasn't near any walk, park, or anything, and I could not figure out why my body started having this achiness about it. And then I realized that it was begging to walk. I needed to get out and walk. And I went out in this concrete jungle and created a walk course just around the buildings. And I was just visiting there for a couple of weeks. So, you know, it didn't dawn on me that I'd broken my routine and, you know, was, you know, not getting out every day in terms of the walk. That just wasn't on my mind. And my body started giving me those indicators and became sore. And the minute I started doing those revolutions, walking around that building, my body just felt this huge sense of release and relief. And so you're probably so conditioned to the point where, like you said, you know, you have energy, you fed your body, you feed your body the fruits and things that are good for it, and you condition it. So it's going to operate like that well-oiled machine. Now, I like that handstand you did on the beach. That was awesome. I saw that was sharp. I said, that's what's up. So it looks like you're walking, you're talking.
Yeah, I was just trying to, like, master some handstand push-ups. Still working on that, though.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Wow, yeah, you keep us posted. We'll be cheering from the sidelines. I'll be spectating that one. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, let me jump in here right quick, and then we're going to come back to you. Now, I am covering, again, home remedies. And I'm starting from A to Z. Now, originally I thought I'd start from the beginning, where this book discusses allergies and Alzheimer's disease. However, I'm going to go to the third chapter, which discusses anxiety. Now, I happen to also have a show that just aired its second episode. And it is called Suicide Is Not the Answer. We have other shows on Tribe Family Channel, In Search of Fatherhood, Incarcerated Lives Matter 2. Shows that bring the subject to the core, from the core to the surface, I should say. So that's what we're here to address. And I feel that anxiety has a big part of that. So I am going to skip past allergies and Alzheimer's and get into anxiety. Now, the subtopics of this chapter are give stress the slip and save your health. Soothe anxiety with these supplements. When exercise won't lower stress. So now Andre exercises twice a day and probably does quite a bit of, you know, physical activity in between because he's conditioned that way. So when exercise won't lower stress, we're going to see in this book what they're saying that can address that. So I'm going to start with that. It says you work on the loading. Well, this is an example about work in a tense environment. You know that tension's not good for your heart, but you've heard exercise lowers stress. Now, unfortunately, at least one expert says not to count on it, that may not necessarily be the case. Now, there is a study, and researchers use ultrasound to measure the thickness of workers' carotid arteries, a strong indicator of heart disease. None of them had atherosclerosis, a buildup of cholesterol-rich plaque in their blood vessels. When they measured again 3 years later, they were surprised by the results. So what they're concluding in here is that they're measuring their cholesterol plaque in their blood vessels to see if exercise is actually lowering plaque, which is going to reduce the stress. Now, I'm not quite sure where they're going with this in terms of exercise not helping with the stress, because I have not read the chapter. I did not realize that it would go into different examples, and I'm not wanting to read any examples as far as they're using employees' examples and physical activities on the job and what have you. So I'm just going to go ahead and skip that part. But it does say to practice deep breathing, take rewarding breaks from work, and move in a different way. So these seem to be suggestions. So let's go through those. Practice deep breathing. So again, when exercise doesn't lower your stress, practice deep breathing. Most people take 12 to 15 shallow breaths per minute. Slowing it down to about 8 per minute can calm you, slow your heart rate, and give you more energy. Breathe through your nose and fill your lungs completely. Let your diaphragm fall so low it pushes out your abdomen, as if you were breathing into your stomach. Exhale slowly, releasing all the air while staying relaxed. Take rewarding breaks from work. Listen to pleasant music or talk about something enjoyable when you take a time out. Avoid people who spend time complaining, and you're less likely to feel drained and tense when you return to your responsibilities. So again, this is in the workplace. Move in a different way. Get away from your workstation now and then and do a physical activity unrelated to your work. Take a walk, do some stretching, or practice a bit of yoga or tai chi. These practices should make your work life more enjoyable. What's more, you'll increase the chances that when you're ready for the pleasures of retirement, your heart will be going strong. So as it relates to stress and heart disease and exercise not lowering stress, oftentimes it is our work that brings on the most stress in our lives. And this book is addressing that. When exercise will not lower your stress, it says try practicing deep breathing. Now, there are yoga instructions that help you with breathing. And as I started delving into yoga, the teachings were that I had been breathing wrong all along. And so it helped to reverse that pattern where you're breathing in through your nose and exhaling out through your mouth. And again, it says to take rewarding breaks away from your work. I would, when I was in the workplace, I would walk around the building, just as I said in earlier, when I couldn't figure out what was going on with my own body. But in the workplace, I would leave the building, just leave the actual work building, walk around the neighborhood, change my scenery, change my mind, breathe in fresh air. And so that's another thing to help relieve anxiety. Now, this book is addressing anxiety. What it is, it's normal to feel anxious when you're under stress. But if you're constantly nervous, worried, uneasy, or fearful, you may have an anxiety disorder. Some people have unexplainable feelings of dread every day. Others have specific fears called phobias that can keep them from living normally. You could also suffer from intense panic attacks that last anywhere from a couple of minutes to over an hour. And here are a few symptoms. dry mouth, sweating, irregular heartbeat, breathing difficulties, dizziness, stomach upset, muscle tension or trembling, insomnia, headaches. Anxiety attributes to heart disease, sleep disturbances, weakened immune system, prostatitis, which whatever that is, stressed out men may suffer more from, okay, prostate disease. So in this book, it's a little old, prostatitis is what they're saying. Inflammatory bowel disease. All right, so these are some of the things. So anxiety is huge. What are some of the things that they're suggesting that can help effectively reduce stress? It says, so now that you know, you can make any medical treatment more effective by reducing stress, and here's how you do it. Bite into breakfast. We know that breakfast is one of the best meals of the day because it's going to fuel your body. So whatever breakfast is to you, have breakfast. This book encourages cereal eaters feel better regardless of their other health habits. Breakfast puts fuel in your tank. Don't skimp on sleep. Take a vacation. Put on your gardening gloves. Laugh at life. Forgive and forget. And how many things do we hold on to that we need to forget? Massage your muscles. Relax to music. Write about it. Put your worries down on paper, and you might feel more in control of that situation. Some people believe keeping a journal helps them sort things out and identify possible solutions. I'm a publisher, so I needed to read that in its entirety. Get some sun. Pray. If you believe in the power of prayer, you're not alone. In fact, for stress management and a general sense of well-being, seniors use prayer more than any other alternative treatment. Having others pray for your health, even if you don't know about it, could speed your recovery. And if you're a caregiver, prayer may help increase your ability to cope with stress. Now, I am surprised to see that in this book, because generally mainstream media does not talk about prayer. And this was done without actually talking about God. So that's amazing as well. Now, it also suggests that you confide in a counselor. Sometimes you just need someone to help you sort things out. Counseling is a great way to get some expert advice when anxiety and stress feel overwhelming. Chances are good that your insurance will even cover it if you have not been dropped by the lie house with all of the different adjustments happening in this administration, and you may be able to have coverage. It says to ask your doctor for a referral or confide in a trusted pastor, priest, or rabbi. Either way, you'll feel better about talking with someone who cares. Now I'm going to turn it back over to the vegan of the hour so that we can discuss more areas of becoming a vegan to further enlighten our health and wellness. And then I'm going to come back after Andre takes us away again, and I'm going to be discussing some supplements to soothe anxiety. So go ahead, Andre, take us away. What else do you have for us on your vegan menu?
I wanted to touch on what you was talking about stress and everything. Oh yeah, workout definitely does help. Also, just doing only workout doesn't just help. You have to also surround yourself with, you know, people that are positive, or just your environment, because just eating healthy is not gonna only cut it for a lot of people. So if you just surround yourself with just negative people, some people just are just against healthy eating, then you don't want to keep yourself around those type of things. And I also have a blog that I created with that veganlearning.com that talks about happiness and how to, you know, it's called Happiness Matters, How to Transform Your Life with Plants. So it just talks about all the plants, or most of the plants that, you know, you can eat. That's definitely helps you with that. And, like, for me, I was definitely depressed in, like, college and everything. And I used working out actually helped me a lot in college. But I was also, like, when I finished college, I was, you know, I was still feeling a little down. But when I, you know, actually started doing the vegan thing, it helped a lot because of, I think, like I said before, starting to surround yourself with, you know, like, people who's like-minded like you, people who has, like, a vision like you do, like, goals. You know, I actually started my vegan journey when I was with a girl, and she was a vegetarian at the time. You know, she was just very, very, motivational and inspirational. So she's one of the reasons why I became vegan also. So she was, like, an influence in my life. So I feel like surround yourself with people. And I think that's it. And also, I want to talk about, you mentioned about veganism is kind of pricey. Well, it all depends. Some people ask me, like, you know, about recipes. Me, I'm a simple vegan, so I don't really do recipes. I just eat, like, some people do, like, smoothies and stuff, like, with different fruits. I just eat everything just as a whole in, like, a bowl. And I think some people, they just always go out to eat, like, at vegan restaurants, and that could be very costly. And me, I just prepare everything at home. I shop at Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. I buy, like, different things. And the things that I buy is not really as expensive, because I buy a lot of fruits. And I could just live off fruits for, like, a week or even a month. Some people can't do that. But I think it's just because it takes time. It definitely takes time. But I feel like I saved a lot of money when I transitioned from eating meat to veganism. That's just this is my opinion, how it happened for me. I think there's anything else. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Now I love the advice you gave earlier as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you were saying, you know, to just try it for a week. Now, I remember when I first tried, you know, to go vegan, just completely meatless. And I actually did. I stopped eating meat for a month. And I did lose weight. I increased, you know, the other areas of nutrition, so vegetables, salads, fruits, smoothies, what have you. So I did lose weight, and I actually was surprised that I lost the taste for meat. So I actually did, you know, I did it for a month. I wanted to, something just pushed me and urged me, and that's what I wanted to do, and I did it. And I remember when I felt hungry, I said, you know what, I'm done, this is it, I'm hungry, right? So when I went back to eat what I would normally eat, you know, when I started reintroducing meat, I had to get used to it in just 30 days. So it's true that if it takes 20 days to make a habit, then it takes 20 days to break a habit. Forgive me, stumbling. But for that 30 days, I actually broke that habit. My body was no longer accustomed to the taste of meat, and I had a reaction, but it just was like, oh, ew, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't know when the last time I ate beef or pork. I do eat chicken and fish. So you shop a lot of it. So you're completely meatless, no shrimp, no fish, vegetables, fruits and vegetables. What are you preparing at home that keeps you in such good health and shape? Because you have a great demand on your body. okay, because you're exercising twice a day, you're doing Tai Chi, yoga, what did you say, karate or kung fu or what have you. So you have a demand on your body. You're obviously physical over there pushing handstand push-ups. So how are you getting your proper intake? What's a day in the life of a vegan for you? What do you eat?
So, like in the morning, I would eat my popular fruits, or sometimes I would make oatmeal with turmeric and banana, and like the banana is a substitute for sugar, so I use that. Or most of the time, I eat fruits like pineapple, papaya, banana, avocados, and or grapes, kiwi, just anything. But my favorite is pineapple. I love the taste of that for some reason. And papaya, and I eat the seeds of papaya. Papaya actually helps with inflammation, especially for women, and also help with menstrual for women. If you didn't know that, and so I do that sometimes.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, you did. Oh, okay. So
good.
Like in the afternoon, I would just eat like leafy greens, a lot of kale, spinach. I eat another avocado. I just love avocado. Sometimes I just eat fruits all day, and I just snack on little things. Sometimes I eat like this vegan chips from Whole Foods sometimes. Other than that, I eat mostly fruits. So it's like I said, I'm like very simple, and it didn't happen overnight. It was just like, you know, slowly. I actually went to ATL. I'm in Brooklyn. Went to ATL, and actually for that entire week, I was actually all vegan, and I put on a lot of weight. I was working out the same way I was working out right now, and I put on a lot of muscle mass. I was working out in the morning and the afternoon, and I was just raw vegan. And I think it's because of just the environment, the sun, and I felt better and happier in that environment.
Wow.
Like when I go to Jamaica, yeah. I think that's what it is. The vitamin D I was getting was just a lot. And, yeah, I think my daily, the way everything is pretty simple. It's not nothing complicated. I don't really do recipes like that, but from time to time I'll make, like when I do cook, I would make, I'll boil banana, like sweet plantain, banana, green bananas. I'll steam like bok choy. It's like a thing that's from China, some other, and eggplant. And I just eat that with avocado, and yeah, that would be like a lunch or sometimes dinner, not too late though. Yeah, that would be my meal. And I just focus more on my iron, fiber, the protein, I guess. Well, protein I already get it from my meals, like kale and spinach, and even fruits have protein. So it's just a combination of those things. So those are
my... And peanuts have protein as well, in case you snack on peanuts, and nuts are good for you. You mentioned papaya, you're eating the seeds, and I can imagine that the seeds will actually help to cleanse the intestinal tract as well. That's
definitely
what our roughage is for. And so when you think of seeds and they're coming through the process through our body, they're not broken down, and they're passing through, scraping along our intestinal tract. So it's good to have the roughage. I eat a lot of the, I buy I'll buy the baby spinach in the little box, plastic box crate that's already washed and prepared and ready to eat. Most recently I bought the healthy greens. So it has the arugula and the spinach and kale and something else in it. I'm not quite sure, but I'll use that as a base for, say, if I'm having fish or shrimp, I'll use that as a base for that. And so, well, those are some very good ideas. I love avocado myself. My grandmother introduced me to avocado as a child, and I loved it and still do. So all of the fruits and vegetables and the lifestyle that you were just speaking of just sounds delicious. I couldn't even imagine being able to eat like that and you're gaining weight. Like you said, you gained weight when you were in Atlanta, and the environment that you were in was that positivity. And so, you know, your mind and your overall environment, your feng shui, has a lot to do with how your body responds to what goes in, as well as, you know, what you're surrounded by. So that is good to hear and to know. Now, let me skip back over to this anxiety, health, and wellness side of the equation and go back to the Folk Remedy Encyclopedia, 1001 Home Remedies, by the editors of FC&A Medical Publishing, for those listeners that are wanting to know what book I am reading from. And then to continue on, it says, soothe anxiety with these supplements. So it says there might be trouble brewing in that pot of coffee, especially if you're feeling anxious already. Recent research, now this is an old book, so this is not that recent of research, because now, as I recall, recent research is saying that coffee is good for you and having a glass of wine is good for you. So this is not that so recent of research, but it suggests that caffeine can trigger panic attacks and send your blood pressure through the roof, and that may still be because of the caffeine. Now we have the energy drinks and the you have Starbucks and double shots and all kinds of things, so I'm pretty sure caffeine does have a huge impact. If you combine that with existing high blood pressure, the results can be serious. Don't despair. While you might have to say goodbye to caffeine, you can say hello to these natural stress busters. Okay, so kava, am I saying that correctly? K-A-V-A. It says it's kava. A drink. Okay, a drink made from crushed kava roots plays an important role in Polynesian folk healing and cultural ceremonies. Because it produces a calming effect, kava may help in cases of mild to moderate anxiety, stress, or restlessness. But before you rush out and buy this tropical herb, consider that experts are now concerned about its safety. The Food and Drug Administration is investigating whether supplements containing kava are linked with toxic liver disease. Some countries have already banned the sale of kava. If you want to try this herb, talk to your doctor first and have him or her monitor your treatment. Valerian. Like kava, valerian has been trusted to relieve tension for centuries. It's also a super sleep aid with no side effects. For valerian tea, add 1 teaspoon of the dried root to a cup of hot water. Or if you prefer, take 3 475-milligram capsules 3 times a day. Wow. ConsumerLab.com, and I don't know if they're still around, because this book is, you know what, I don't have the publication date on hand. Okay, 2001. So this book was published, copywritten 2001, 2004. Okay, so ConsumerLab.com, if it's still around 14 years later, from the 2004 copyright date, an independent reviewer of dietary supplement and nutrition products found that only half of the commercial valerian products they tested contained the amount of herb they claimed to. When selecting a valerian product, look for the ConsumerLab.com approved quality product seal. Again, if they're still around, at least you'll be getting what you paid for. Ginseng. If you take ginseng, especially along with a multivitamin, you may recharge your adrenal gland and so cope with stress better. I feel like I'm not saying that right. Am I saying that correctly, Andre?
Adrenal gland? I'm not sure.
Adrenal gland? Yeah. I may not be pronouncing it correctly, but it says it will recharge, ginseng will recharge that gland and so cope with stress better. Used in the Far East for thousands of years, ginseng's healing, this healing root also boosts energy and concentration. Ginseng is available in several forms, including capsules, teas, soft drinks, dried root, and even chewing gum. Chamomile. Brew a soothing cup of chamomile tea by steeping 2 or 3 teaspoons of dried blossoms in a cup of water. Then sit back and sip your anxieties away. Vitamin C. Your brain needs vitamin C to produce serotonin, a chemical that helps you sleep and makes you feel good. Without enough, you may feel tired and sluggish. When you're under a lot of stress, this vitamin will also block the release of stress hormones that weaken your immune system. It will help you if you remember C is for calm. Energize yourself with this wonderful vitamin by eating citrus fruits, strawberries, red and green peppers, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cantaloupe. For more protection, take vitamin C supplements. Now, I didn't know red and green peppers were high in vitamin C, and I love peppers. Mm-hmm. Now, to continue on, I just have 3 more points before I give the microphone back to you for your final comments. B vitamins. Getting enough B vitamins in your diet is essential during times of anxiety because your body uses them quickly when it's stressed. If you don't get the right amount, you can actually develop depression and tension. Vitamins B12, B5, and folate are especially important. Eat peas, beans. It says meat, poultry, and fish, although vegans don't. Whole grain breads and cereals, bananas and potatoes for the important bees, or look for them in a multivitamin. I encourage that we look for the most natural form of supplements that we can find, and then look for the pill supplements as a secondary source. Magnesium. A Yugoslavian study found that people exposed to chronic stress had lower magnesium levels. To make sure you get plenty of these important minerals, especially during stressful times, eat beans, brown rice, grains, popcorn, nuts, spinach, peas, corn, potatoes, oatmeal, shrimp, clams, oysters, and skim milk. Supplements are also available if you can't fit enough magnesium in your diet. Be careful, too much magnesium can be dangerous. And lastly, SAMI. This friendly little biochemical, full name, S-andinosimethionine, whatever, has been used in Europe for decades and is finally gaining popularity in the United States. Not only does it show promise as an arthritis treatment, but it might also treat depression and anxiety just as well as prescription antidepressants. Without the unpleasant side effects. Ask your doctor about this super supplement. Now, that is good news to hear that there is a supplement called SAMI that may treat depression and anxiety just as well as any prescription antidepressant. I have to underline that because I didn't know. This is my first time hearing of this. And I'm going to have to, and it says without the side effects. Now, we're putting the pharmaceutical industry on notice. We're coming for you because just as it says right here, this supplement, SAMI, will help just as well as prescription antidepressants without the unpleasant side effects. And that is what is so wrong with this pharmaceutical industry. That is where the real war on drugs should be, and the side effects for everything that they are producing and pumping out into society is just horrendous. So here we have a supplement called SAMI that can address depression and anxiety without side effects. All right. So now my closing remarks are going to be the Folk Remedies closing comments about anxiety. So I'm going to turn the microphone back over to you for your closing comments. And it's so funny because this is a very interesting mm-hmm. show, and the time we just got here, and the time has already gone by so fast. So, Andre, you mentioned your blog. You mentioned things mm-hmm. that you're doing to stay healthy and whole. What are your closing comments for today's show? And where can our listeners find your blog?
One thing I wanted to say about just me and when I first started, I actually was having like these really bad pains in my knee, both of my knees. And, you know, when I switched to the lifestyle, they all just went away. That's one thing I wanted to mention that I forgot. It definitely helps with that, with any pains, anything. And mm-hmm. also I want to mention, like, I think the goal is to basically add more greens to your diet, add more plants to your diet. Not everyone could, you know, transition to become vegan or plant-based or, you know, anything. Some people just want to start vegetarian first. But I think the goal is to add more greens and plants to your diet. That would definitely help. Also, I'm going to talk about my blog. You can find me on thatveganmelanin.com. I just have like a lot of remedies or like plants that I talk about in depth, details about like the benefits and symptoms and anything that you're probably dealing with, like anemia. And I mentioned before how to, you know, about happiness, plants that could definitely give you that boost, the happiness. And also I have my t-shirt line called PlantyKnowledge.com. Plantee Knowledge, you find it on PlanteeKnowledge.com. And my Facebook is Plantee Knowledge and Instagram. And that is also about, it just starts a conversation about, you know, eating healy and just a fun way of doing it. Just having people, you know, it's like wearing knowledge on your, you know, we're just wearing knowledge, basically. And yeah, you can just find me on those websites.
Awesome, awesome. Now, mm-hmm. are they able to email you from the website, your Facebook page? Is there a contact button mm-hmm. there if anyone wants any type of assistance to start their vegan journey? Or is there an ordering info for Plantee Knowledge, the beautiful t-shirts that I'm helping share on social media as well? I want to thank you and your brand and your partners for bringing that knowledge. Are there contact and purchase links on those sites?
Yeah, they're all over the site. They're on Instagram and Facebook. You can also email at PlanteeKnowledge at gmail.com, or you can email me at thatveganmelanin.com. thatveganmelanin@gmail.com if you have any questions or anything. And also you can order, you know, any shirts that you like. We have two in stock right now, and we're working on a few more. Two more shirts so far that we're working on. So, yeah, they should be good. So just contact me.
Awesome. They're awesome. I love the products. Thank you for all your information. And you can definitely follow Tribe Family Channel on Facebook at facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel. We have our page there as well. Andre and I are both moderators on Nutritionally Speaking, and we are posting different information from our respective camps. So that's where we converge together, not only on this show, but there. And, you know, you may find Andre dropping some of the pictures of the teas that you can get with the beautiful slogans on there that help support health and wellness. He's not just talking it, he's walking it, and I'm loving it. Now you can also catch up with our parent company, GumboForTheSoulInternational.com, or on Twitter at Gumbo for the Soul. I am Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Gumbo for the Soul International. Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul International family brand hosting Nutritionally Speaking on the first Saturday of every month. You can also contact us to be a guest on any one of our 20-plus radio shows by emailing tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. One of our producers will pick up that email and match you with the dots so that we can connect you with the proper show. Now, my final closing remarks coming out of the book that I have been reading here, The Folk Remedy Encyclopedia by the editors of FC&A Medical Publishing, focusing on anxiety. The Folk Remedy takeaway says, caught in the middle of your rush hour and feeling stressed out, try a quick breathing exercise. Put one hand on your stomach, then inhale slowly and deeply while counting from 1 to 4. Exhale as you count backward from 4 to 1. This mini meditation reduces stress, blood pressure, and heart rate. So imagine whatever situation you are in, whatever may cause anxiety, if you find yourself having one of those moments, take control of it as best you can. You own it. You're in control. Breathe and release, and it will reduce the stress for the moment. Hopefully, anything else is addressed from a professional or a health standpoint. So if you are finding yourself being able, from a naturally healthy standpoint, so changing your diet, increasing exercise. And Andre, what you said was phenomenal. In closing, you may not be able to start a vegan diet, but introduce more greens, introduce more plant-based foods into your diet. Let go of breads. Why do we still eat bread? I don't know. We can get grains and B vitamins from other things. I know people that eat bread, and that's one of the, that's how they gain a lot of weight. I supplement bread with, I'll wrap something up in a leaf of romaine lettuce or just a bed of spinach and kale and, whatever suits my taste at that time. So we can make simple changes to our lifestyle and introduce better foods and grains and plant-based to our dietary intake. So I want to thank you for that pointer, Andre. I want to thank you for the time that you have spent with me this Saturday, March 3rd, 2018. This has been Nutritionally Speaking, and I pray that you all have a blessed rest of the weekend. We will see you again on the first Saturday of April, April 7th. And so tune back in again. We hope that this has been informational for you and your walk for better health and nutrition. I'm Beverly Black, and this has been Nutritionally Speaking with Beverly and Andre. Have a blessed one. Peace.
You are what you eat. Here's some food for thought.
Yo, we got a little nutrition lesson for you.
Drop the beat.
Nutrition ration. Alright, stop. Collaborate and listen. Mr. H has got a lesson on nutrition. Ask yourself what you're putting in your system. Fill up on that good fuel, no dismissing. Feeling like a rock star, your body's like a sports car. Driving a state on par, got it so far. Wouldn't want you feeling confused, feeling fooled. Follow Michael Pollan's book on food rules. Let's start with a little food for thought. Stick to the foods that'll eventually rot. For instance, you know those Oreos. processed food you should forego. If grandma does not recognize it as a real food, then you should despise
like
it.
Like hydrogenated,
barely pronounce it. If it sounds like a chemical, better bet trounce
eat
it.
Eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby.
Now that this lesson is jumping, false food claims myths were debunking. Avoid food products making health claims and the ones with like non-fat in their name. Avoid the foods advertised on TV.
Eat mostly plants, really leafy.
Like every spinach. Language calls it the same, like Big Mac.
Put it in the food hall of shame.
The whiter the bread, the sooner you'll be dead. If you eat meat, check, see how it was fed.
Yo, listen up, when you drive through a drive-thru, fast food fools, nutrients deprive you.
Hold up, sipping supersized sodas, loads of sugar, hurting health, getting older.
Look at the list of ingredients on the label.
More than five, advise leave off your table.
Veg out on fruits and veggies. Eat as much as you want to fill your belly.
Just like a rainbow, eat so many colors. A nutritional pot of gold you'll discover.
Less is more.
Small portions on your plate. Overindulge translates to overweight. Here's a tip, next time you're at your grocery, shop the perimeter, fresh foods like poultry.
Hopefully, take these ideas to heart. Eat locally, give your health a fresh start.
Cook for yourself, not rely on a baker,
cause they get control of the salt shaker.
Eat sweet foods as you find them in nature, rather add in sugar to give it flavor.
So what you're saying is that we should
eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby.
Organic. Paychecks in a panic. Probably should apply to produce and botanic.
Eat less red meat, more fatty fish like salmon.
If this is news, diet needs to be examined.
Stop cutting carbs, crazy fat diets.
Teach yourself how to cook, not fry it.
Straight to the point, no faking.
Cooking these rhymes like a pound of bacon.
You must eat slow, in moderation.
Stuff yourself silly, obesity you'll be facing.
If you like sweets, treat treats is treat.
Yeah.
Only live once, sometimes you gotta cheat.
Break these rules once in a while.
No feeling guilty, won't be no trial.
Hopefully this song gives you ambition to improve your nutrition.
Eat real food, baby.